This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A South Carolina medical center wants to take Lisa Avila off life support, saying she is not responsive. Family members tell of the responses they have had and are fighting the hospital's plans. Her husband simply wants to get her out of that hospital and into a care facility. Kara Tippetts is near death. The 38-year-old wife of a pastor has written eloquently to those who excuse assisted suicide, and now her family says she is near death. The mother of four has a touching video at lifenews.com where she talks about the peace she and her family enjoys and the internal conflicts presented by dying. The New York Times is still pushing for the face of Margaret Sanger on our $20 bills. The racist eugenicist not only founded Planned Parenthood, but called for the extinction of blacks and certain immigrant populations. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Faced with a pregnancy she thought she'd never be able to have, a woman's doctor gave her forms to sign and a pill to swallow. After she found the doctor had given her a chemical abortion pill, she was devastated, but soon found there was an option. Her story is now another example of how the RU486 chemical abortion pills may be reversed. Her baby Nicholas was born healthy at 7.5 pounds. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.